This is Mary McChesney interviewing Justin Murray, spelled J-U-S-T-I-N-M-U-R-R-A-Y, who lives at 4287 Lakeville Highway in Petaluma. Present also this afternoon is Robert McChesney, and the date is September 30th, 1964. Justin, would you tell me first, where were you born?
In Minneapolis.
And what year was that?
1912.
And where did you receive your art training?
The formal part of it was at the Chouinard Institute.
That's in Los Angeles?
Yeah.
How long did you go there?
I had a scholarship that ran for a year, and then I went out and kind of studied on my own.
How did you first get onto any of the government art projects?
I was asked to join the federal art project. I think there's a difference, wasn't there?
Well, there were several of them. There were about four, actually, different ones with different letters. Do you remember what year that was?
Yeah. 1938? Yeah, 1938.
And was that in Los Angeles or
no,
here?
No, San Francisco.
And who asked you to go on the Federal Art Project?
It was a friend of Bob Caples. I can't think of his name. He was one of the regional directors of the National Federal Art Project.
Oh, Joe Allen? Or?
No, it wasn't Joe Allen. Joe Allen was the director of the WPA in San Francisco.
He was the regional director.
He was, that's right.
Gaskin?
No, I'm glad to remember that name. I've forgotten it for so long.
What was that name you mentioned? Caples?
Caples, Bob Caples.
How do you spell that?
C-A-P-L-E-S.
And was he on the project?
No. He was married to the sandpaper heiress of America. He was married to Shirley, I forget her maiden name. Bear, yeah.
Bear.
Yeah, the famous Bear Manning sandpaper syndicate, you know.
It didn't happen to be a man named Howard Mack.
No, this guy was a very big, tall guy. He reminded me of something about the... He looked almost exactly like the fellow who was thrown in jail for being a communist. He got tied up with that. Oh Christ, I'm getting all twisted.
Okay.
No, but the famous one, the very famous guy. It was the life man that turned a stool pigeon on him. And,
oh, Whitaker Chambers.
That's right. Whitaker Chambers, the man that got thrown in the brig was who.
Oh, Alger Hiss.
Alger Hiss.
Oh, I see. He looked this man who...
but
it wasn't Alger Hiss.
No. Well, it sure wasn't Alger Hiss.
Well, that was... What was the other beat?
Danish?
Yeah,
Joe Danish. Joe Danish, that was it, yeah. Yeah, he wore a beard, didn't he?
Yeah.
Very distinguished looking man.
And he was the one who asked you to go on the Federal Art Project.
Yeah, and then something that slipped up. I waited for... 2 or 3 months, and in the meantime, Joe Allen said, why the hell don't you just come and join the WPA? And you can putter around until maybe we can get this other thing straightened out, or something like that. Anyway, I remained on the WPA. A couple of years, I guess it was.
What was your first job? What did you do first at the WPA?
I seemed to had a nice, easy touch there. They let me do anything I wanted to, provided I gave them something once in a while. And it was mostly easel painting.
Were you doing oils or watercolors?
Both. Mainly oils.
He did a lot of drawings too, didn't he? Drawings and lithographs?
I did, but not for
the project,
no. I did some drawings for the Chronicle, and was asked to do some for the Examiner, and I forget what happened.
And then you did a whole series that were sold throughout the city, I think. I remember seeing quite a... number of
your,
I think they're lithographs.
Oh, that came about after the project folded. And they were a very great commercial success, you know. They were fantastically commercial.
Yeah, really went all the big.
What kind of work were you doing, what kind of painting were you doing when you were on the easel project? What style?
Well, they were rather small things. And they were done with a tempera underpainting and no end of oil glaze, and they were satirical.